Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Adam Selsby, founder of TreeTail, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Of course. And man, it's like freezing outside. I'm like, I'm just not quite ready for this. I'm sitting here eating ice cream, which I guess doesn't help. But so tell me a little bit about your background. Tell me a little bit about TreeTail and how the whole thing came to be. I guess let's start off with just learning a little bit more about TreeTail. What is it exactly?
Sure. It's an online buying platform where consumers get unpublished personalized deals, and at the same time where retailers capture otherwise lost sales. And it's primarily a function of an abandoned shopping cart doesn't do anyone any good. So we bring the two parties together. And to reach a deal they're both happy with.
Give me an example of like, walk me through the, as a customer, walk me through the process.
Sure. So everyone's online shopping, right? They add stuff to their cart and they get to, they see that it's too expensive and they leave it. We have a browser plugin. And as of today, we have an app. And you click a button and you ask for a deal. And so you're able to ask for name a price that you're comfortable with and set a time frame, and we send it off to the retailer.
So literally, you're sort of this like go between on the retailer. So they're looking at like, what I guess here that a lot of these products, you mentioned this, and I don't think you meant it this way, but maybe you did. That I look at, like, for example, there's probably a handful of browsers right now on my phone, mm-hmm. all of which have products in the shopping cart which I have not purchased because they're sort of like, I want them, don't need them, but like kind of in there. Is this like, what kind of products would this be? Would this be something that you had mentioned that retailers maybe have a hard time moving anyway? Like how?
Yeah, it's for anything. And this is one of the interesting things about it. And really our objective was, we don't know what consumers are going to want to ask for a deal on.
Yeah.
And that's why it's browser based. So it is buyer driven for anything. And we're finding new things all the time. I mean, we have our.
So it's like you bring the OBO to like a this is a piss poor example, but funny nonetheless. I for the longest time, I don't even know where this started, but when I go into Subway, for whatever reason, I always try to barter. I just feel like the guy at Subway is always down to like make a deal. So I'll walk in and be like, six inch sub, $5.99 with the drink and stuff. I'm like, well, free drink and maybe throw in some chips and I'll get it at $5 and I'll give him like cash. Right. I will always barter on this stuff, but you can't do that online. Like the ability to ever negotiate with whoever the retailer was has since disappeared because it's online, buy, click, put in your cart, whatever. You literally right. enable people to essentially OBO stuff.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's it. And negotiations is problem solving.
Sure.
And you can't solve a problem without communicating. And so that's really the angle that we've taken is that the way it works is, so you have your browser and you have your extension. You click the button on your view cart page.
Yep.
It takes a snapshot of your entire cart. So now you have all the items and you can communicate clearly that this is what I want. This is the price I'd like to pay right now.
Yep.
And this is my time frame.
And so if retailers decided that they wanted to put a middle person down on the line for them, like a mission control to decide the fate on some of these deals, or even automate it by just setting like a minimum, like
right.
they'll go like, we'll go this minimum low.
Right. And we've given them tools too. I mean, we are unique in that we have these two unique customer bases. We have online shoppers and we have retailers, and we have created a platform that both can, reach a deal that they're both happy with. And it's for the retailer, it's capturing lost sales. It's engaging with their customers, almost like social media, except actually oriented for buying stuff.
And you take what, a cut out of it or something like that?
Whenever there's a successful transaction, then we get a portion of that.
Yep.
So we charge that fee then is to the seller.
Gotcha. I guess in my mind, I feel like this could be pretty interesting also from a customer service standpoint. Like, I mean, obviously there's like challenges in that, like if everyone tried to like get the same price on something instead of whatever the retail price was, that could be challenging. But if you're a retailer and you said to me, you know, this person's willing to spend $150 instead of $200 for like these 10 things, I could respond and say, if you share that we did this for you on social media, it's yours.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have a page out of our playbook. We're not there yet, but it's interesting because a lot of the retailers the reason they don't have an ask for a deal button on their website and they just have fixed prices is because people are paying full price or whatever the list price is. Our view is that it's gotten so complicated to buy things. I mean, it's there's Band-Aid after Band-Aid because of the way things have been priced with all of the deals and all of the coupons and promo codes and affiliates. And so there's an entire ecosystem out there that is designed to get you to pay as much as possible. And how are they doing? Three out of four carts are abandoned, right? So when you look at how is it actually going, we think there's a better answer. Now, we coexist with fixed prices. We're not advocating, you know, that we're going to change that. But we do think that we coexist with fixed pricing and where it's to help people get what they want from the retailer they want. And right now, that conversation doesn't take place. And so the retailer misses out on a customer, and the customer misses out on getting exactly what they want from the store that they want.
What are some of the, like, what's the best savings you've seen yet on your platform?
We've seen...
You tell me it's like a Chevy Corvette that you got like $9,000 off, and I'm like, what the hell?
They made them buy two.
Yeah. You can have it at half off, but you have to buy two of them.
We've seen we've seen 30% on paddle boards. We've seen one of my favorite ones was, and again, we were testing it before we formally launched a month ago, but it was for a high-end sound system. And they couldn't do us the right discount on the actual product. But we have a feature in there for the retailers to, when they respond, to offer an open box. And they did set open box.
I was just going to say
it was like 30% off. So yeah, we've built tools in the system for retailers too, and it's about clearing inventory so they can actually respond with multiple personalized deals.
Yeah.
So if you ask for, I mean, it's almost like you ask for a red shirt. You really love this red shirt. It's $100, but. They're selling red shirts like crazy. Well, they may have a whole warehouse full of blue ones.
Yeah.
But you didn't know to ask about it.
Yeah.
And when they respond, they can say, all right, well, we can give you 10% off this red shirt, but we can give you 20-30% off this blue one.
Yeah.
And so it's about solving the problem.
So then I was broke in the first place, so now I ended up with 10% off a red one and 30% off a blue one I didn't even know I wanted. No, it makes sense to me. I think one of the interesting parts to this also is And you sort of alluded to it, so you're already onto it, is the ability for companies, like, here's how you're going to lose the sale. You brought up the sound system. Great example. If I went to the website and I was going to buy this and they don't offer refurbs, or they do, but it's not something that's, like, really marketed, I'm going to not buy this sound system at a grand, and I'm going to go on eBay, and I'm going to find an open box and I'm going to buy it for, like, $700. Somebody else is going to get that money, and likely he didn't pay you for it in the first place. So...
That's right.
You literally are, like, not only do you get to move some product that you've got sitting collecting dust, but you also, which, as a side note, costs businesses a ton of money.
It does.
Like, one of the biggest pieces to this I think a lot of folks are going to miss is that you'd say, why would a business sell me something 30% less than what the next person's going to buy? And the reality is that product not moving is sitting somewhere and I'm paying rent for it to sit there.
Exactly. Exactly. It's for the retailer. It's about moving inventory.
Absolutely. And those numbers matter when they go. If it's a public company and they go right and say we moved 8,000 versus 8,500 units, that matters.
Big time.
Very cool. This is interesting stuff. What is your background? Like, how many products did you get jobbed on before you were like, you know what, I need to find a way to get this cheaper? See, I usually call and say I'm an influencer and try to get some free shit that way. You just built the whole system.
It's funny. I started out and I had an online business, and it was an e-commerce product I came up with and sold, and it sold for $20.
Yep.
Shipping. This is dating. This goes back, you know.
It wasn't ShamWow, was it?
No.
It's like, this is a self-funded business if that's the case.
It was $20 and shipping was $5. And this is back before everything just said free shipping included. So it was $20. And then by the time, you know, it was added at checkout, my cart abandonment was really high.
I bet.
I was still selling product, but, you know, it wasn't, and I didn't want to, what would happen is on occasion I would get an email from somebody saying, hey, can I get a deal? Can I get free shipping? Can I, whatever.
Yeah.
I had inventory. I had the margin. I just wanted to sell product. So 100% of those I was able to make the sale happen.
Yeah.
And that was, so that's kind of one part of it. By background, I'm in the supply chain space for, 20 years and, dealing with this. I know product needs to move, and I know that that it's they're spending money and it's sitting on the shelf. So it's a culmination of those two coming together that said, okay, if I'm an e-commerce store, I don't want to advertise that I would even consider another price, but I'd like to because I'd like to capture other sales, and make it easy, make it really quick for the consumer to do that. So that's why we made it browser based. We made it you can offer you can ask for a deal in 30 seconds, and you can do it anywhere.
So I want to kind of get into the nitty gritty a little bit. Sure. Obviously, some of these areas, if they're proprietary or things you can't answer, totally understand. I look at this and I think, especially for a large, for like a Walmart or somebody, like you're an acquisition waiting to happen because you've built a software and premium product that they can just implement immediately. Do you see yourself as something where, like, again, like two sides of the coin? On one side of this, I see an IP play where you've got a tremendous tool that you've spent and built, tested everything, and it shows. It basically would be like if I was Walmart and I wanted to do this, I just am thinking I'm not going to do that, not with you, but in general, if I'm by myself. If I was thinking I want to do this on my own, I'm like, do I want to hire the staff and build a tool that's going to enable this to happen seamlessly and plug into everything? Maybe, maybe not. The fact that you're there with a tool that I can use that will make it easy for me and I won't have to deal with the headache or the problems or the supply chain stuff, as you mentioned. And then on the other side of it, I see the potential problem of where, while you want the social media power, you also don't want people to think that, like, you can just circumvent our prices at all times. And so, like, there's this, like, funny balance where I could absolutely see a Walmart looking at you and going, I want to, or Target even. Target's even better because they already are slashing prices.
Sure.
If they could get you in there and have this tool there and basically say, turn every single customer into an advocate and say, if you want to pay full price, you can, or if you want to contribute to our marketing budget or donation budget, you can get this discount, but you have to share it with this link and help drive their social stuff. How, like, where are you in this? Like, are you trying to build a tool that gets in front of every single big business is using you? I mean, obviously that's the end goal for anybody, but sure. What is the main goal for you at the end of the tunnel with this?
Well, the nature of the app and that you can use it on any website. And there's going to be this inventory issue.
Yeah.
It's across the board.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's about, so on one side, yeah, we have data, and that's an area that we are expanding on. So we want all the line item detail. That's interesting data to have, right? We don't think that we're going to supplant the fixed prices, right?
Yeah.
So at these big stores.
Sure.
And maybe I'm not understanding the question.
I mean, here, I'll kind of reframe it. So, I guess I'm saying that what you've done so far, I think it proves that there's a serious problem, like that you solve a serious problem. Mm-hmm. What I look at is like just from an investor, from an investor standpoint, I'm looking at this going, there's a couple different segments of the market that you can get this plugged in. It could be mom and pops and people who can't compete with a Walmart or Target. And you could be the competitive advantage for all of them.
Yep.
Or you could get in with a Target or a Walmart or somebody of that size, or a Home Depot is an even better example because they have stuff that varies in cost.
Right.
And you could essentially get in front of them, they start using you, and then go, let's just, I don't want my competitors to have this advantage, and just buy your platform entirely. Right. And so the question comes out, like, when you set out to build this, you had a problem you were trying to solve. You built technology that solved it. Is the next level for you to get in front of, to get your product being used by everybody or a select few
everybody.
To sell it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
so yeah, sorry. Wanted, yeah, I phrased that kind of goofy. I wanted to rant.
Yeah, we think it's for everybody. And we think we're a new toolkit for the smaller, the non-Amazons of the world to compete. When you think, like, when you're a small retailer online and you lower your price, somebody else knows about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's it could be a race to the bottom, and that's happened. We think that when you get a deal through Treetail, no one knows about it. It's between you and the retailer.
I didn't. You know what? I missed that. Like, I didn't think. I guess I automatically went to like the known, like the publicly known thing.
Sure.
But yeah, I didn't think of it that way. That the browser, it's a secret weapon.
Right. Right. So we're able to, and that's why they're unpublished personalized deals, because it's by individual. And it's,
that's kind of a big thing for me to miss. That's kind of a big piece of the equation.
Well, it's different. And I think, you know, I mean, we're seeing, you know, retailers have a lot of questions when they first see it, when they first hear from us. They're like, I mean, they're almost like, oh, how did this happen? How did this customer?
It's like you reinvented sale in my mind. Cause I mean, you said like you see a coexistence with retail price. So like I could have top products that are set price for however long, and then they open up to retail.
Right.
And instead of me slashing the prices and saying the product you bought yesterday is only worth half now, I can say, well, for some people, depending on the store you pitch me, if it's good enough, give it a little less.
Right.
That's awesome. Right.
And so we think the a lot of the retailers, they're following you know, waterfall pricing, or they have these planned discounts, and for them, if somebody asks for a deal in advance, they're gonna move it at that price anyway.
Yeah.
Why not? The whole point is to get the consumer at the point they're willing to buy something and they're ready to buy something. Let's get them the right deal in their hands so they actually do it, and that's where we bring them together.
I love this as a disruptor to the waterfall pricing model. I think it's that to me is like the best sales pitch on this, because I look at it now and I think, like, now knowing all the things you've kind of set out, the waterfall pricing, everybody is competing with everyone, slashing the prices down, and the competitors are actually the ones who are nixing prices. If you could have just backed out of waterfall and said, oh, well, OBO, like, that's awesome. Holy cow. Okay, so you've got this. What's the next steps and where you need to go to get this thing in everyone's hands?
Yeah, so we're apps just launched today.
Yep.
So that was kind of that was the next big thing. Now it's about
welcome to the App Store.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. we had browsers covered, but you know, I think the holiday sales showed us that very clearly that mobile, you got to have mobile.
Oh my God! Yeah,
huge,
yeah.
Huge numbers. And then it's the shopping cart integrations that we have. So right now we're with Shopify. We have a Shopify integration, but we want to have more. So we're waiting for, you know, getting feedback from the different retailers of what cart are they running.
Who are some of the bigger retailers that are, if you can say, that are playing ball?
Well, that's what we don't share that. And specifically because, you know, for the same reason I didn't want to ask for a deal on my store. You know, we respectfully, you know, do that, you know, let them.
Okay, so then, like, if you're selling this to download the app, so I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to save money in Christmas shopping. I can download your app, and if the products appear on it, the products appear on it.
Well, it's a browser. So within the app is a browser.
Yeah.
And so you can go to whatever website you want.
It'll just let me know that there's something that I can do. So like I go to
actually it's you go to the view cart. It's completely buyer driven.
Yeah.
So there's no we don't have retailers that are signed.
Oh no, I follow you. What I'm saying is like if I download it and I go to the browser to start searching for whatever it is.
Yeah.
The deals that are like the people who are playing ball with this, when I go to check out, it's an option.
Yeah. It's on the browser. There's nothing that the retailer does on their website.
No, I know. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just like from a consumer. Like I'm trying to look through it and be like, how would I know when there's a deal? And so, like, when I shop, like, so if I go to REI, I'm not saying that REI is one of these companies, but if I go to REI to buy something, and when I go to check out, I go to, like, click it, there's an option for Treetail in there.
There's always, it's on the browser. Awesome. It's in the app, it's on the browser. We're saying ask for a deal anywhere. I mean, that's really, if there's a message to get out, consumers start asking for what you want.
That's awesome. This is so cool. Congratulations on getting this thing this far this quickly. Most people, I mean, obviously you have e-commerce experience, so that is pretty helpful in understanding things. But very cool. This is one of the first ones like this that I've seen.
Great.
Where someone's actually trying to change the way that deals flow, which is cool. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Where do people go to download this now that you're on the App Store? Where do people go to find out more about it?
It's at treetail.com. It's treat and retail, TREATAIL.com. We're in the Apple's App Store and the Android as well.
Very cool. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yep. You can catch this episode of More at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.